Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
Feels like a Naughty by Nature celebration. What an absolute blast yesterday. Panthers parade. I mean, it was an all-timer of a great day. It was an all-timer of a celebration. It was certainly worthy of what the Panthers delivered hockey-wise, not just this season, last season, and the season before, and really the season before that. But it was a great celebration. It falls right into the narrative we've been talking about, Crowder, of, you know, this team parties and is part of the community as much as the community parties around the team and supports the team. The team really does seem to support the community right back. So if you were there yesterday, you got this feeling of like, yeah, wow, these guys appreciate me and they're partying with me. It was a really cool event.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I wish we got Marchand about 4 years ago, cause I love this dude now that I'm starting to figure him out. He's a fun human being.
Really amazing. He easily could have been a half a year rental. He could have been a guy that we never took to. He never really took to us. Teammates tolerated him. Like, you had no idea what was going to happen with Brad Marchand. Although I will tell you this, I don't think anyone could have foreseen this happening with Brad Marchand. I'll tell you a story. You know, one of my neighbors texted me and she said, "Do you think Brad Marchand will be here next season?" And I said, I don't know. I said, my gut tells me yes. He seems like a kind of lay it on the line kind of guy. Like, he doesn't seem like a guy. You know how we go through the Dwayne Wade tweets and the Jimmy Butler tweets and the James Harden tweets, you know, and it's like, you know, they're kind of like throwing breadcrumbs. It's like, hey, look at me, start to talk about what might happen with me. Brad Marchand just seems like the kind of guy that's like, yeah, figure out a deal to get me here because I want to stay.
Yeah, and he's politicking for other people to stay.
Right. And why would he be doing that if he was leaving?
That's what showed me something when he's doing the, you know, he's doing the stuff, sending out the tweets, and there's no breadcrumbs. He's giving you the loaf. Hey, sign back, bro.
Right.
We need you. And you know what? I love Hall of Famers that are still playing, that just act like Hall of Famers. Like, I'm great at hockey. Y'all know I'm great at hockey. Let's just have fun. Like, that's the part I love about him. But also, I got to tell y'all about yesterday. I don't know if it's an old man moment, but I'm running the kids around. Ava has basketball. You know, Chan's going to rehab and stuff. And I hear you and Solana talking on the radio. And for about 5 minutes, I thought it was pre-recorded. And then y'all started talking about the parade.
Did you think it was like Monday or something? Where you're like, wait, am I supposed to be on with these guys?
How the hell did they know this is about to happen last week? So I was confused. And I heard Tobin, and I was like, oh, that's right. They're at the actual parade. Then I started, like, it clicked to me. But I had an old man moment for about 3-4 minutes in the car.
We had a really good broadcast yesterday. Brendan Tobin's going to join us this hour because we were with him when the Kevin Durant news broke. And obviously, you know, he follows the Heat extensively. And he did a great job with the Panthers. It was really supposed to be Tobin and Solana doing the Panthers parade. I had to drop Lori at Fort Lauderdale Airport. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to drive up US 1 from Fort Lauderdale Airport. I'm going to figure out how far north I can get before they shut it all down. And if I can get near the parade, I'll walk to the parade because I'd like to be there. And I had to drop her off in the morning anyway. And so I dropped her off and I drove up, and you know where that Bee Ocean Hotel is, which is just like a little bit south of Bahia Mar. I think more people probably know Bahia Mar. But so I was able to park at someone's house for $100. It's very neighborly of the person. I was able to park at someone's house. And then I just walked like right from Bee Ocean, which is kind of where the party was, all the way down to Lulu's Bait Shack, where Solana and Tobin were doing the broadcast. And I just jammed my way in. I was like, hey, can I be part of this? And I had really fun. It was really fun. But yeah, I just kind of weaseled my way into their Sunday broadcast.
Y'all got me. How is this happening?
Anyway, my neighbor, so she had texted me and she said, is Marshan going to be back? And the reason was her daughter, who's been rooting for the Panthers because I used to get free stacks of tickets when they were no good. And so, you know, the neighbors would all come. The whole neighborhood would come because no one wanted tickets. Since she was a kid, now she's in college. Huge Panthers fan. She wants a Brad Marchand jersey. But, you know, the mom's like, hey, I'm not necessarily certain you should buy one yet. And I'm like, yeah, don't buy it yet. My gut instinct tells me, though, you'll be able to buy one with no problem.
Okay. But what if you, worst case scenario, he's not here? You can't still have a Marchand jersey? I enjoy these little 2 months.
I think this is one of those seasons that you always remember, right? And he was a big catalyst towards everything. I think regardless, like to have a Panthers Brad Marchand jersey, I don't think that'll ever like go out of style unless he goes back to Boston, says it was a bad dream.
And then we got to hate him again.
And it's like one of those movies where it never happened.
No, we got the receipts, man.
I gotta wait.
We got the receipts of him saying, thank you, Boston. We got the receipts of him smoking a cigar. He's got a spiked iced tea in one hand. He's got a coffee cup in the other hand. He's got an elbow beer tucked under his elbow. Like, we got receipts, bro. There's no backing out of this Florida Panthers life because you hoist the cup.
I thought you were talking about me for a second because you said I had a coffee cup in my hand. I thought my video feed had gone down, and you're like, well, I see him. It looks like he's got a coffee cup in his hand.
If you did what he did in those 12 minutes of life, you might die.
No, yesterday.
A roadie, a beer, an elbow beer, and a cigar.
Did you see me yesterday at the parade? There's video up. Did you see what I was drinking during the broadcast?
A damn Aperol spritz.
That's right. Yeah, let's see Brad Marchand throw down an Aperol spritz and try to do a broadcast. No, sir. That takes many years of practice to be able to do what I did yesterday.
Those pictures from the parade, I know what 3 days of no sleep looks like. Boy, they were getting after it since that game ended because they were rough looking. They were sweating, hair dirty. So, yeah, y'all had a good time.
It was fun, man. Fun as hell. Really was. So we'll talk about that today. But it was the yin and the yang. And Tobin had pointed out, it's one of the reasons I want to talk to Tobin. Tobin pointed out during the parade broadcast, it was the yin and yang. You had a franchise being celebrated by their fans who've put together this run of exceptionalism over 2 seasons for sure, maybe 3 and quite possibly 4. You know, Solana argues the President's Trophy season should be included in that. And if you do, it's 4 straight seasons. and then you've got every decision that they've made personnel-wise from the front office being a slam dunk. And while this celebration of that is going on, news is coming in that Kevin Durant is going to Houston because the Heat were unwilling to give up enough to get Kevin Durant in a Heat uni, which I'm not even so certain I wanted very badly, but I know I don't want what seems to be looming, which is running it back. You know what I'm like? I'm really torn. It's why I want to get Tobin's take. I didn't hear his show today, but I wasn't in love with the thought of Kevin Durant because he is getting older and he is prone to injury and didn't make the playoffs last season. But man, if the Heat are telling me it's more important for me to watch and root for Haywood Highsmith and Khalil Ware than to get a season and who knows where it would lead with KD, that's my hangup. I trust in Pat Riley and I trust the Miami Heat, and they have delivered us more success than any franchise over, what is it, Solana? Really 20 years, right? Since 06.
Next year will be 20 years.
Almost 20 years, yeah.
Even the year before, I mean, Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Yeah, they've been perennially a playoff team since early 2000s, even in the 90s.
So I trust them. I'm not telling you I don't trust them. I'm just telling you, and again, I'm not a guy that was a big proponent of getting Kevin Durant because I didn't think he was going to be the answer. But if my options are Kevin Durant, let's see what happens, or Khalil Ware, Haywood Highsmith, pick number 20, let's see what happens, I'd probably ride with KD at that point. But again, I don't get paid to make those decisions.
I mean, that's why I like, Solana, you just brought up the receipts because, you know, I keep handwritten notes.
Right.
And we, early on with KD, we had this conversation and I said, we're good. Tyler, Bam, Khalil Ware, Davion Mitchell, Pella Larson, Haywood Highsmith. I don't think that's an exciting team to cheer for at all. And then y'all, you know, came back and we were talking about it where if you're going to stay there, you might as well trade off the big names and really reset and get draft picks and all of that stuff. I am not excited to go into the season with the names I just said.
Yeah.
And the East is weak. And I actually heard Tobin talking about how the East, you know, East wide open. We've talked about it. That list of humans does not make me say, let's go Heat, Pat Riley's the GOAT. It just doesn't.
What if you add Nikola Jokic to that list because you didn't have that name written down? Does that change your opinion of anything?
If you Nikola Jokic me this summer,
that was one of the
I'm going
to
kill
you. Riley refused to give up. He literally refused to give up Jokic and Phoenix wanted him. And so he's one of those guys who better deliver. Where Jokic better deliver.
I'll take it a step further. Eric Spoelstra better play those two dudes next year. Because fine. You don't even want to dangle them in a trade. Fine for Kevin Durant. But don't tell me Nikola Jokic has a short leash next year, Eric Spoelstra. Don't tell me Khalil Ware is going to get played off the floor by Thomas Bryant and the Indiana Pacers when you play them in the middle of January, which happened last year. Like, those guys better be playing. And, Hawk, it's not even that Phoenix wanted them. Phoenix was just like, well, aren't you at least going to offer us, like, anything else? Like, Wiggins, okay.
Are we reading this wrong? This literally says Terry Rozier.
Terry Rozier.
What are we reading wrong?
And then two bench players. Everybody's assuming it was Haywood Highsmith and Jaime Jaquez Jr. And then the 20th overall selection. Phoenix was probably like, all right, we'll let that sit for 2 weeks. And they'll come back with Nikola Jokic and Khalil Ware. We'll get this done. And the Heat were like, no. I mean, this is our offer. Guys, the Heat didn't want Kevin Durant. Let's be honest. I mean,
they wanted him at a very bargain basement price.
Well,
because Phoenix, after what happened with Desmond Bane, Phoenix would have a very difficult time turning to their fan base and saying, we got zero established stars and we got a late first round draft pick. And so at least with Green, it's Gerald Green, right? At least with
not Gerald Green, Jalen Green.
There we go.
At least with Jalen Green, they can say to the fan base, "We got a bona fide star. Yeah. It's not. This isn't a prospect. We get." So I'm kind of like with Solana, where, I mean, did the Heat really want to get in this battle for KD, or was it, hey, KD maybe wants to play here? He turns the screws a little bit. We give up very little, and we get to roll the dice with KD, because that was not, from the offers we're reading, that was not a strong offer.
That was, y'all do garage sales? Have y'all ever done a garage sale?
Yeah, I love a garage sale.
When you're like, you go up and they're selling a bike for $100, and that one dude walks up and says, "I got $6.
Yeah.
And you're like, I understand negotiation, sir, but I'm asking for $100. Okay, I got $650. Like, you can't be that guy if Kevin Durant's the bicycle. And it seems like,
unless you don't really want the bicycle.
And I don't know. And that's what one of the tweets y'all sent me was like, they get involved in, it made me think, we are involved in every free agent talk, but are we just involved because we want our name involved, or we really want to get this damn bicycle from this
right
garage
it's field? Like the Marlins when Shohei Ohtani was looking for another team. It was like, well, I think the Marlins are involved in this in some way, shape, or form.
I got $675. Asking for $100, sir.
Hawk, maybe they did want Durant at that very low price, but the Heat, look, man, Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Nick Arison, like, they're not dumb. They know what other teams could be offering, would be offering, probably did offer. They know that that's not going to land Kevin Durant. Like,
well,
I mean, Hawk, just with what they accepted from Houston, right? Dylan Brooks is the other name in that piece. He's a starter. He's a legit NBA starter. Say what you want about Dylan Brooks. The guy's annoying as hell and borderline weird. But he's a starter, a good role player, a very good starter in the NBA. The number 10 overall pick, so a lottery pick, top 10 pick, and then a ton of second-round draft picks.
No, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
The Heat offered one starter in Andrew Wiggins. Okay, like, we all knew that would be a part of it. And then Terry Rozier, I understand what Miami's doing, but he just came off of one of the worst NBA seasons probably ever. And then two role players, which, look, man, like, I love Haywood Highsmith. We know what he is. He's not an NBA starter. He's a role player. And then Jaime Jaquez Jr., if that was the other name, which is being reported it is, he didn't show that he has the potential to be a starter in the NBA either. So, like, I'm sorry.
They took a step backwards.
Right. I'm sitting here and I'm saying, look, the Heat made it seem like they wanted to be in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. Based on what they offered, they did not think Kevin Durant, Tyler Herro, and Bam Adebayo could A, be a contender, or B, they did not want to pay Kevin Durant $110 million over the next 2 years. They did not want to.
They didn't want to give up youth either. I think you were off when Jim Larrañaga was on with us on Thursday. And Jim Larrañaga said flat out, he goes, listen, 37-year-old for a 21-year-old, you better be absolute certain that you're in your championship window right now. Because if you are giving up a 21-year-old, which I believe Kalel Ware is, and you're getting a 37-year-old in return, it's because you think you can win a championship right now. And if Kevin Durant wasn't the difference between a championship, which I don't think he was. Now, for Houston, he may be. For the Heat, I'm not necessarily certain. And if that's the case, if you don't think it's a championship window, then you're probably better off hanging on to your younger talent.
But my just as Solano said, bona fide starters. Someone that is going to start the Heat roster. Look at the Heat roster. The player that's going to start on whatever team he goes to, gets traded tomorrow, gets cut and picked up, it's Bam and Tyler. Maybe Wiggins. Tell me if I'm wrong. The other guys on our roster are not guaranteed to go anywhere and start at anything.
Right. Correct.
That's the problem.
But that's why they're young guys with upside. I mean, Kalel Ware, Crowder, I'm not saying he is. I don't know. We saw a small sample size. He could be. He could be. And look, you want to laugh about Nikola Jokic. I swear I'm not doing shtick here. Nikola Jokic has a ton of upside. I don't know if he's going to end up being a star or not. I don't know. Probably not. But he does have upside. There's a reason why the Heat aren't willing to just give him up. So, I mean, they feel like those guys could develop into surefire starters around the NBA. They better be right.
I want to make sure we have enough time with Tobin because we'll talk about this with him. And we can talk about it all afternoon. I wanted to mention the Marlins had their Flanagan's Fest on Saturday. Great looking jerseys again. And the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, for the first time since 2017, are going to the playoffs. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Huh. Wonder what the difference was between now and 2017. Oh, I don't know. Matt Mervis, a guy who should be in the majors. Huh? Marlins? Huh? All right, let's get headlines real quick. Tobin's going to join us. Chris Whittingham's going to join us. Huge Inter-Miami FIFA Club World Cup match tonight. Headlines brought to you by Dorel Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Dorel Hyundai.
Congrats to the Flanagan's team on putting together a fantastic Flannies Fest at Lone Depot Park. Unfortunately, the Marlins gave you zero runs, but who cares? Everybody got a jersey.
I wonder if a home run hitter may have been able to help.
People got rib rolls. That's important.
They got
That's
shut out? Important. They didn't get shut out, did they?
Saturday. I'm looking at the score, Hawk. 7-0.
On Saturday?
Atlanta Braves. Huh. Yeah. They won Friday and yesterday. 5-3 right. Yesterday, 6-2.
They won the series.
Friday. They did, but they also played a game Saturday. They lost that game.
Yeah. Didn't score any runs.
7-0, Hawk. Shutout.
Are you sure? I just have a tough time believing that it happened on Flanagan's Day of all days. Mm-hmm. I just have it that I'm having a tough time with that.
Right. Would you like to check the score?
I'm going to.
Okay. All right. You let me know.
All right.
Unless
let's do this for Mr. Flanagan.
Unless the number zero all of a sudden has a new meaning.
Yeah. They were shut out.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for confirming.
Well, you didn't sound too certain, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Get it up, guys. Get it up, guys. Flanagan's on three. One, two, three.
Well, listen, you start throwing rocking rib rolls around the clubhouse a couple hours before game time. Hey, you're going to be a little sluggish yourself. Mm-hmm. maybe do Flanagan's Fest after the game.
Marlins are off today. They play the Giants tomorrow. They're out on the West Coast. They're in San Francisco tonight.
Sure.
Do you want to do the headline talk? Would you like to do them?
You're a random hot. First segment, you done ran him out.
Yeah, come on, that's a funny bit, Solana.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Things that are like not a big deal.
Inter-Miami plays tonight at Hard Rock Stadium. Final group stage game in the Club World Cup. They're playing Palmeiras from Brazil. They took over South Beach yesterday. Some really cool visuals there.
I just realized why Solana's upset. The two guests today, Tobin, ostensibly the Heat expert, but right. Solana feels he's the Heat expert, and Whittingham, ostensibly the soccer expert, and Solana feels he's the soccer expert, so he's on edge today. I just figured it out.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of booking Tobin? He's just going to literally play clips from his YouTube page, things he already recorded from earlier today.
Hey, Solana, you know, you're still... Like Jordan enjoys being around LeBron, you know. Yeah. Kobe and Jordan hung out. Like, why don't you just want to be around greatness?
No, it's great. Let's bring on Chris Whittingham, known Florida Panthers hater, the day after the Florida Panthers parade. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Leave that for a pal. I'm talking Inter Miami. How dare you? What did you say? Marlins have a big homestand?
Panthers had their parade yesterday. Inter Miami play tonight, and the NBA Finals ended. I have never really felt this apoplectic to talk NBA Finals. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but
apathetic.
I don't know. I don't know what word I just used.
Why do
not
you...
the right one? Not the right one.
What does apoplectic mean?
Like your head's gonna explode. Like I am apoplectic. That
literally the opposite.
Marlins got shut out. Yeah.
I don't know, and you don't know either. So let's stay away from it.
Apathetic, I think, is what you were looking for.
Yeah, apathetic.
The whole thing felt apathetic.
It did.
You know,
it did.
It did.
We called the Halliburton injury. The compensating for injury, we called that he was going to hurt himself bad, yep. And he hurt his damn self bad. Yep. That was, after that, the game was over.
Yeah, that was it.
It sucked. It sucked. SGA wins finals MVP, joins a select list to win MVP and finals MVP. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a hot day in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right, we're going to check into that Marlins situation and get the actual schedule as to where they'll be. Brendan Tobin, noted Heat expert on this radio station, is going to join us in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brendan Tobin is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You hear him middays on this radio station along with Leroy Horde. And he's got this wildly successful Miami Heat YouTube page as well. And we were broadcasting the Panthers parade with Tobin yesterday. I was telling you, Crowder, when the KD news broke. And so we got to see his live reaction, which we'll get to in a second here, because I want to celebrate the Panthers first, though, for a second, and we were there at the parade with Tobin. Did yesterday's Panthers parade feel right to you? Was that an appropriate expression of mutual love from the fans to the players and the players to the fans.
Yeah, it was so cool, especially just seeing like everybody get off the bus, and we saw Nate Schmidt like get to be shirtless interacting with everybody, and you know, people drinking beers out of Jesper Boqvist's hand, and they're pouring the cup to people. Like, I just thought those guys just know how to party. They do it right, and it just the fact that it's just there on a beach, seeing the shots of, like, from the Coast Guard copter and all that, it was awesome. This team has done just such a great job of embracing the community with their celebration. It's been so cool, Hawk, and yesterday was no different.
Are we just not used to it? Because we haven't had success. We're still talking about Billy Lindsay slapping a rat or whatever it was. Like, are we just not used to how hockey is because we haven't had success till now?
I think it's probably part of it, but I think it's also, you know, the thing that's, like, annoying all the Canadian fans, Crowder, is they're just like, why are these guys on a beach? Why isn't this, you know, in a city with the hollow Stanley Cup? You know, you got to notice this year the poor Stanley Cup didn't even get to go in the Atlantic Ocean this year because the keeper of the cup probably too hoity-toity to even deal with the Panthers shenanigans because they party almost too hard with this. But I've loved that this year has been a little bit of the Panthers rubbing it in to their opponent's face. You know, you're hearing them channel their Conor McGregor of they're apologizing to nobody. They don't want to hear it. You know, Tkachuk's up there beating a pink pony up on his double-decker bus. So I think there's been a little bit of the Panthers, you know, peacocking on this win a little bit more, where last year was just kind of like unreal that it finally happened. This year, I think that they're embracing the heel championship persona.
Does it lose any of its luster if, you know, some of these guys end up leaving, Tobin? In other words, do we need Marchand to stay, Ekblad, and obviously Benny, to end up staying here, you know, for the enthusiasm to continue rolling into next year? I mean, look, they're back-to-back champs anyways, but so much about this celebration has been, I think, the enthusiasm of, man, these guys, it feels like they want to stay and they're going to end up staying.
It's going to be interesting because, you know, there's going to be a point where, you know, Bill Zito, you would feel like isn't going to have, like, the great escape card. Because every time it feels like, oh, they're really up against it here, Tkachuk's injured, and he's like, nope, guess what? I just traded Spencer Knight for Seth Jones, and everybody thinks he stinks, but he's actually going to be awesome. So I'm sure there's going to come a time where Bill Zito makes a move where we all say, well, that was moronic, but it just feels like right now he's on such a heater that he'll convince all three of them to stay for discounted rates. I don't know how you're not another NHL team and you're not throwing – whatever money you can at these guys to just keep them away from the Panthers. If there's a point where they have to say, no, there's no way I can turn that down. But I just think that you see the whole no state taxing has been a discussion, but even just like, look where you get to live. You get to live in paradise. You're a golf cart drive down from your practice facility. And everybody just seems to be embracing and loving this. It would hurt me, I think, the most if Ekblad lost just because he is a Panthers lifer. And as much as I have loved the Marchand run, I almost feel like it's so magic. If I had to sacrifice one, it would be him out of all three, just because I feel like there is an element. I feel like Ekblad deserves to finish his career as a Panther, which he very clearly is honest about wanting to do. But I get it. I mean, Marchand was an absolute hero. So I hope that they're able to keep all three, but it seems unlikely.
It's actually something to that, what Tobin said, where it's almost more magical if it's, you know, like Batman just showed up and he, you know, saved the people dangling off the bridge and then he just disappeared and you never knew who it was. I mean, we know who it was because it's Brad Marchand.
Yeah, he'd have
we got to know him. But, you know, yeah, I kind of understand what Tobin's saying. Tobin, so we were with you yesterday when the Kevin Durant news broke and you put on a brave face. But here, now that you've had some time to think about it and marinate on it, did the Heat get too cutesy in trying not to give up any potential future star in Jovic or Ware? Did they act prudently when maybe other teams would just fall in love with the possibility of attracting a big name?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, if the reports of their offer are true, which I have no reason to believe that, you know, the fine people at the Miami Herald are reporting falsities of that, it's almost like insultingly prudent, the offer that they threw out to the Phoenix Suns, because, like, what did you offer? You offered basically the Jimmy Butler package outside of Davion Mitchell with Wiggins and the 20th pick and two guys that you would only play against the Washington Wizards, Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez. Like, the only player of consequence was, crazy as this is to say, Haywood Highsmith, because Spo will always go to Haywood Highsmith when he doesn't rely on anybody else. I don't even understand why you would let yourself linger in the negotiations. Like, the Spurs very much had it out there, like, hey, we're not that into getting Kevin Durant. And everybody seems fine. I'm sure their fans were like, oh, I'm fine with that. And the Heat, I think, were just so hopeful that nobody would step up a very measly offer that they would get away with almost a crime of getting Kevin Durant for free. And, man, I don't understand what that strategy is of, like, hey, Kevin Durant very clearly cooled some of the market. He told the Minnesota Timberwolves back off. You had to know, if you were negotiating against Houston, what their pick was in this year's draft. So to think that you weren't going to have to sweeten the pot at all with either an extra pick or Jovic or Ware is pretty crazy, but it is becoming a bit of a pattern, because this is what every summer now has turned into, is like, what person can the Miami Heat be in the mix for that they just become woefully short on either the offer or the trade or the contract or whatever? Make it Damian Lillard, make it Donovan Mitchell, make it James Harden, make it DeMar DeRozan last year. And this has just become just an all too familiar feeling for Heat fans. And so it's the least surprising thing, but it is still disappointing, Hawk, because I think that that would have juiced up the fan base a little bit to get KD.
And Tobin, with that, like we were talking about it earlier, we're like, no Jovic, no Ware. Like, are those guys, you know, what the upside, Solana always uses that word, their upside. Is their upside anything like that? Because we were talking about it where, like, a bona fide starter, players on the Heat roster that if they're going anywhere in the league and they're going to be a starting five player. Bam and Hero, I'm with. I don't even know if Wiggins is a bona fide starter in this league. Do we have bona fide starters to even work with?
Yeah, I just think that the thing with Jovic and Warren, those are guys that I love watching. I think they were probably, you know, and Solana would say, like, the most fun to watch was probably those two guys and their chemistry together. But they're kids, and they have a head coach who doesn't trust young players. He just doesn't. Like, he got basically bent to the will of injuries and his star player, Bam Adebayo, saying, I don't want to be a center anymore. And that's what basically led to Khalil Ware getting out there and being a regular part of the Heat's rotation. Nikola Jovic had to go down to the G League. Jimmy Butler had to come out and say, hey, he's not a five. Stop trying to make him that. And eventually injuries and, you know, opportunity finally led to Jovic getting into to playing time with Eric Spoelstra. So these aren't guys that, like, the organization, while I like watching them play, doesn't feel like the head coach really trusts them. So there's that element to it. And then the other element to it is, okay, people have been saying, well, what does Kevin Durant add to this team? What does it make them? And you guys and this organization keeps propping up Bam and Tyler as your guys, that these are the guys that we're going to ride with. Well, how much do you really want to ride with these guys and believe in them if you don't believe adding an all-time scorer to them can help at all? Because I just saw the two seed in the West say, we think this gets us over the hump. They just got rid of basically their version of Tyler Hero and Jalen Green for Kevin Durant, and they think this is going to be our all-in move. The Heat in a depleted East are like, we're not really sure. So, like, I just want to know, what does the organization believe in? Who do they believe in? Because it doesn't feel like they have a very good answer to their top two guys, and it doesn't really feel like they say they believe in Ware and Jovic, but the way the coach plays them would speak otherwise.
Hey, Toby, you know how this summer we thought the Dolphins were going to go all in? This is going to be the summer where the Dolphins just threw money at free agents, and they're like, all right, end all be all here with Greer and Mike McDaniel. And they didn't do that. They did the opposite, actually. They didn't really spend any money, and they're not operating like this is the year that defines the fate or the era of Chris Greer with Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, before the Durant stuff, before the Jimmy stuff, we all kind of had 2026 circled on the calendar as the year where there's going to be free agents available, the year the Heat are going to have a lot more flexibility in the cap, and here we are a year removed from it. We all thought the Heat were positioning themselves to go all in this offseason. I mean, man, Tobin, doesn't it just feel like, hey, they still have their sights set on 2026 and they won't do anything unless it's the A players in the NBA, the Giannis's or the Ants of the world? They're not going to deviate their course. 2026 seems to, in my opinion, continue to be what they have circled as when they're going to reset and go after somebody else.
I mean, that's a great thing to sell to everybody, like that, oh, we're going to go after 2026, and Luka didn't sign the extension. But why would I have any faith right now that they could get that done when they've been able to show over these last couple of years they had Damian Lillard on a platter, and they're like, oh, Joe Cronin was too much of a jerk to deal with. And now this year it's like, hey, Kevin Durant's basically put you in your final two. Can you beat this pretty mundane offer from the Rockets? Nah. We're actually gearing up for 2026. Oh, why? So when we get to the Luka Doncic derby, you're going to offer who? Pelle Larsson? Like, I don't – like that just feels like what they're going to do with the negotiations. Well, we offered Pella, and we offered we offered Haywood Highsmith, and it wasn't enough. They were being too tough in negotiations. Like, where is the stones of the Godfather that throws the rings on the table and makes the deal happen? It's just – you know, I don't know why any fan would have faith in we're kicking the can till 2026.
What are you hearing in your mentions, Tobin? Kind of what you're preaching? Are people just kind of pissed and punting on what's going on with the Heat?
Yeah, I think that just people are just genuinely fed up with what feels like just this same hamster wheel that they're on right now. Like, look, the whole year last year was unpleasant, but it was also predictable. Like, you knew when you didn't pay Jimmy his money, what it could have unfortunately unraveled into. And now it kind of felt like, all right, you maybe have this like lifeline thrown to you in all of it, which was, hey, KD's kind of intrigued by being on the Miami Heat. And yet that still isn't good enough for the Miami Heat. Like, if you're talking about a guy who, yeah, maybe is a little sensitive in his mentions, but, you know, is still a very high productive player at his age, which seemed like with a team that just completely yacked all over itself in every fourth quarter, two guys in Tyler and Bam who could probably use an alpha with them to be a guy who can, you know, take the relief, make life easier on Tyler Hero. And for Bam Adebayo, you know, same thing, you know, not have as much focus on him. And I think that's the thing that I come to here, Hawkins, like, all right, if you're not going to go make this move for those guys and you're on the year in the cusp where you got to pay Tyler Hero a $50 million a year extension, what's the move that's going to make you believe in it? Because I can't imagine that this setup of a team is going to make those guys look any better, that will make you want to believe in them even more.
And Tobin, to that point, because I think that's the next big, you know, decision that has to be made. Personally, I'll tell you, I wouldn't give Tyler Hero a supermax or whatever it is, $50 million a year. I don't think he's good enough. I know he's an all-star first time this year or last season, but I don't think Tyler's a supermax $50 million guy. Would you pay Tyler Hero to stay here that kind of money?
I don't think right off of where they are now, Channing, you can. Like, he hasn't proven himself to be a postseason producer since he was a teenager. And I just don't think that it's the right thing. In today's NBA, when you lock in 50 a year on somebody, that's okay. When you do it on two guys, you better be sure that you're something. We know that the Miami Heat have picked that Bam Adebayo is one of their guys. I still think that's deserved because Bam has been a big part of a team that's gotten to finals and Eastern Conference finals, and you know he can't be played off the floor because he's one of the best defenders in the league. Tyler, while, yes, a lot of the burden was on him last year, it was not a good performance against Cleveland, and the year before that against Boston, more of the same, and then even in some of the series in the 2022 playoffs when he was dealing with some of a groin, even those playoffs didn't look great for him. And then what do you know, the year that he gets hurt, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. They go and make a finals run with more of Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin getting minutes than he does. So I just don't know, like, what is the proof there for him that he is worth that kind of money? He hasn't done it yet.
Brendan Tobin, he sounds like he's at a breaking point when it comes to the Miami Heat, if I can read between
the... He was snapping earlier. I was listening to him and Tobin earlier.
Solana and I watched him yesterday at the parade, and he was trying to put on a very brave face, but I could tell he was annoyed, and now I am completely certain that he is
Tobin
annoyed.
They'll be all right. Terry Rozier, all-star season
bounce
incoming.
Yeah.
Nico and Kalel are gonna play 25 plus minutes a game. Bam Adebayo is gonna average 3 made threes a game, and this team's gonna go back to Eastern Conference Finals, bro. They'll be all right.
I love the idea of a revenge season from Terry Rozier, not under investigation, like a clear head.
Also, Whiteside is coming back. All right, Brendan Tobin, listen to him middays with Leroy Horde on this very radio station. Thank you for making some time for us, Tobin.
See you guys.
There you go, Brendan Tobin. He's at a breaking point. I think he speaks for a lot of Heat fans, but he's at a breaking point. Like, if you listen to him, there's not a lot of goodwill left. You know how we always say, like, oh, the goodwill's there. You've built up the credit and the cachet. It ends at a point. I told you, it ended with Don Shula. Don bleeping Shula. It ended the goodwill. Solana, you don't remember it. I am telling you, people calling the radio station, mother bleeping Don Shula. It happens. All I'm telling you, it happened.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.